Mishmacho Elishanosana Toycha Shemin, Enachanami. That they were saying from Isis Sheni, you could buy salt water, we're talking about there's some Shemin oil inside the salt water. So together you're allowed to buy it. With the salt water and the Shemin, then you could buy it. So Drashla Nitzchu, hold the master of Yitzchok. That's what the Yitzchok learned. If you have salt water mixed together, you could buy it. Only when you add oil into it. That's when it's mutter. Once you have shemen oil inside it, so pshitli you can buy it with the money of Maisa Sheni. It's not worse than shemen by itself. Typically, mishum shemen. Shemen is something good. That's amazing. It fills you up. Oil. So pshitli you could buy shemen with Maisa Sheni. So over here, if you're telling me the chiddush of salt water is that you have shemen inside it, what's the chiddush then? Pshitli you could buy it. It's not worse than shemen by itself. And the Gemara Posh, the Teretz says, Loi tzrichom shenosan demei mayim umelech bahavloh. And we're talking about now that, lemoshel, for a jar of shemen, it costs, let's say, $5 for a jar of shemen. Now you have a big jar here that has salt water inside it. Now because it has salt water inside it, that made the shemen more expensive. Now the shemen costs $6. So lemaisa, you're paying $6 for this jar of shemen and salt water inside it. So now, for the salt water alone, you're not allowed to spend the Maisa Sheni to buy salt water. So the chiddush is, when you're buying this jar now that costs $6, really what you're spending is $5 is for the shemen, but you're spending $1 for the salt water. And on salt water alone, you're not allowed to use your money of Maisa Sheni. The chiddush is, though it's mutter. Since it's called, you're buying one thing now, and this thing is mazen, because it has shemen inside it, even though you're spending $1 just for the salt water, but since you're not buying the salt water by itself, you're buying it by law, mixed together, that's mutter. Like we'll soon dashim sukin to say that's mutter. So drashi by law, that means v'shvil ha-mayim v'hamelech kono ha-shemen b'yoker. Hey, since this oil has inside it water and salt, they charge you more money. It's another dollar's worth. V'havli aboy d'mayim. And you're taking out $6 out of your moisa, maisa sheni, and buying the $6. The chiyagav nesher of Yitzchuk. This is the chiddush of Yitzchuk. In Svara, I would say no. Since you have your $10 bill of maisa sheni, you have to buy $10 worth of food that you could use for maisa sheni. So you can't spend only, you can only spend $5 from the moisa, maisa sheni. If this costs $6, you have to spend another dollar from your own pocket. Kamashmua, no. Since you're buying it mixed together, it's mutter. How do we know this? So it's Gemara of Avlo Mishuri. If you buy food with the money of Maisa Sheni of Avlo, how do we know it's mutter? The Gemara in, yes, it's mutter. Votanya, I'll bring you Ragrashas, Benichusa. I'll bring you Raya to this. Then Ben Bag Bag Oimer. The Pasuk says, Baboker. The Pasuk says, when you want to buy a Maisa Sheni, the Pasuk says, Venosato Akesa, Bechola Shetava Nafshecho, the money you could buy anything your heart desires, Baboker, you could buy animal, cattle, Ubatsoin, sheep, Uvayayin Uvashecher. Here's the posting. These are the things you're allowed to buy. Baboker, Uvatsoin, Uvayayin Uvashecher. And then it says again, Uvachol Asher Teshocho Nafshecher. Anything you want. So really this is called the Klal of Prata Klal. It starts off, Uvachol Asher Tava Nafshecher. Anything you want, you could buy. So, Chorus Extra, Baboker. The Kasha, why does the Torah have to say Baboker? Once it says you could buy anything you want, so Pshita you could buy Baboker. What's the Chiddush of Baboker? The Chiddush is, Melamed Shaloichim Boker Agabi Oirei. That means when you buy this whole animal, you're spending, let's say, $50 for it. Now, the meat that you can eat is only, let's say, worth $45. There's $5 worth of skin. Now, the skin itself, you're not going to eat. You can't eat the skin. So if you'd want to take the moisture, Maisa Sheni, just to buy skin, it would be usur. Because you have to buy something that's edible. But now that you're taking the $50 bill and buying the whole behemoth together, it's mutter. Even though $5 of it is being used for skin, that's the chiddush of the pasuk Baboker. That if you buy a whole animal together by law, that even though most of it is edible, so even the skin that's not edible is also mutter. Rashi, Baboker. Hoyer looks here, b'chol asher tava nafshecho. The pasuk says you could buy anything your heart desires. What do you need these mutum for? Elo ledroshes. These are telling us droshes. If you buy a boker, the whole animal, you can buy its skin also. The yotz are lechulin, and you should know the skin has no kedushas ma'aseh sheni on it because it's not edible. says mamash yoslechulin. V'yein tzarach lemarchav last alech levishlein. Chiddush is you don't have to sell the skin and say I have to use the money now again to buy more food. Tidit v'teres ma'aseh sheni. No, once you bought it, b'havlo it's mutter. Right. Uvatzoin. What does the pasuk say then? Uvatzoin. It says baboker uvatzoin. What's the chiddush of sheep? Malamet shaloichet zoin agabi gizosa. It means even though a sheep has two chasroinis, there's skin on it and there's also wool on it. Now when you buy $50 worth of sheep, you're only paying, let's say, $40 for the meat. There's $5 for the skin and there's $5 for the wool on it. Still it's mutter. And that wool is mamash chulin and you don't have to spend the money for ma'aseh sheni. Shrashin agav gizoso. Avagav dika tarti. There's two chidushim here. There's oro, there's skin on the sheep. The gizo. There's also wool on the sheep. The nafki lechulin. When you're buying this $50 worth of ma'aseh sheni, really you're only getting $40 worth of food. And $10 is time going to something else. Still it's mutter. Vaitu v'yayin. Why does the pasuk say you could buy wine? Malamet shaloykin yayin agabi kankanoi. That we want to spend and buy wine, the mushroom you're buying $10 worth of wine. Now in those $10, you're buying a barrel. The barrel is worth $2. So really all you're getting is only $8 worth of wine. The $2 is for the barrel. Still it's mutter. Even though if you buy a barrel by itself with the money, you're not allowed to. Because the money of ma'aseh sheni, you would have to buy something that's edible. But if you buy it bavlo, if you buy the barrel with the wine together, that's mutter. Shashagav kankan, chav yishocheris, shayayin shama b'teichav, yotza kankan l'chulun. The kankan goes out l'chulun. Vaitu v'sheicher, what's the chiddush about beer, or v'sheicher, or something sharp to drink? Melamed shaloichin temed, you could even buy temed, mi shehechmetz, that becomes chometz. What does that mean, temed? Just Rashi, shenoisnim mayim b'chatzanim. If you have just the pits of the shells that you made wine from, first you took the grapes and you pressed out the wine. Now you have left over the chatzanim, that's the shells and the pits of the wine. And now you put water over it. When it becomes little, that's where you make vinegar. It's a type of a wine. Now the chiddush here is, really all it is just water. You're pouring water over to the pits and shells of the grapes. And this comes later into wine. So I would think maybe that's not called an oichel. Maybe it's only considered like water. Kamashma, no, it's also called an oichel, and you can buy that with ma'aseh sheni. About kol ponim alma, we see from here. Midik toni baboker agav oiroi, alma bav lo sharim. We see if you buy together, it's mutter. V'yaf agav di obyan penashe loy chozi lemidi, to ma'aseh bin kerechsev yachaltom. If you'd want to buy with the money, skin by itself would be usher, but if you buy the whole animal together, then it's mutter. So you see, bavlo, it's mutter. That was the chiddush before also. If you buy this shemen, this oil, that has inside it salt water, so you buy it together, it's mutter. Right, Omer Rabbi Yechon, says Rabbi Yechon, man de matargim li baboker, whoever's going to explain to me, why did this postek have to say the word baboker, alibu de ben bagbag, according to ben bagbag, the way he just said over the chiddush, is Moivlina Manya Basra Bay Masusa. I'll take that person's clothing and carry it for him into the bath house. In other words, he didn't know Pshat why the Torah have to say the word Baboka. We'll soon explain what the kasher is. So he's saying, whoever can explain to me why the Torah has to say the word Baboka, I will take his clothing into the bath house. What's the kasher? My timer. What's the chiddush? Well, Kula Tzricho Labami Bokum. I need all these words here, Achutz from the word Baboka. Again, the pasuk says you could buy with the money ma'aseh sheni b'chol asher tavan ashecha, anything you want. Then it says baboker uvatzoin uvayayin uvashecher. So it says like this: everything is needed achutz from the word baboker. The Torah did not have to say the word baboker. The late tzorich. Well, my tzorich, what do I need this for? Because the rachamon baboker, if the Torah would have just said baboker, rather mean, I would think boker who is davin. You're allowed to buy the behemah al gav oroi. Because of its skin, even though the skin on it still it's mutter. Why? Mishum the gufa hu. Because the skin is mamish, a part of the gufa of the animal. You can't pull off the skin, you can't cut off the skin. So that's one chiddush. Now when you buy the animal, even though the skin is part of it, it's mutter. Avul tzoin, the Torah would have just said the word baboker and not said the word sheep. Avul tzoin, agabe gizosoi de lav gufa heve emaloi. I would think if you want to buy sheep with the money of ma'aseh sheni, that's awesome. Because since you're spending $5 for the wool, now the wool is not called like the goof of the sheep. Because the wool you could cut off. It's not mamish the goof of the animal. So I would think maybe you can't buy that tavlo. So that's kamash from what a Torah said the word about soin. So the word of Atzorna told me a big Kiddush, that you're allowed to spend the money even though you're also buying the wool, which is not mamish part of the animal. Still it's mutter bavlua. Now, v'ikos v'achamon of Atzorna, the Torah would have just said the word of Atzorna, the sheep, agabi gizosoy, that you can buy even though it has wool on it. Havamin, I would think, mishun the mechubabo. I'll call upon him, the wool is attached to the animal. So the bal is attached to the animal, that's why it's kagufoy dummy, you're allowed to buy it. Avul yain agabi kankanon. But when you want to buy wine, so you're spending now $10, and all you're getting is $8 worth of wine, and $2 you're spending for the barrel. I would think the barrel you're not allowed to buy with the money, my sishenim. Ay maloy, because the barrel is not mechuba to the wine. You could pour the wine out and just take the wine without the barrel. Is kamash melon. That's what the Torah says, the word of ayayim. Even the kankan, even the barrel to the wine, also you're allowed to buy. Now, because Rachamon of Bayayin, the Torah would have just said the word Bayayin, and not to Bashechor, Havamina Mishum Dahainun the Tirusai. You know why you're allowed to use the barrel? Because the barrel watches the wine. Avul Temid, Mashenkin, the type of a vinegar, Temid, Mishehechmitz, Tikiyo Biyamu. I would think really all it is just water. You're pouring water over the pits and shells of the grapes. Just the cure means the strength of the pits and shells gives us some time, some taste into the water. So I would think that's called like cure biyamu means just water biyamu. A maloi, that you're not allowed to buy it with the money of my sasheni, because it's considered you're just buying water, like colored water, not more. Kamashma, no. That's also considered shecher, considered a chosh of a drink, and you're allowed to buy that temed with the money of my sasheni. Yeah. Emeloi, Kosav Achmona Sheikh, the Ephra Post has the word Sheikh. That's why you need to eat all of them. Now the Kashrib, let's go backwards. Let's just say one and I know all the other ones. In other words, let's just say the last one, and the Melai would know all the ones before that. So the more no. Because Rachmona Ba Sheikh, the Torah would have just said the word of Ba Sheikh, you could buy this type of a strong drink, have a mina. My Sheikh, you know what Sheikh means? I say Dafka Dvela Chilis. It means Dafka, a type of figs that are very sharp. And you squeeze out those figs that come from Kilis, they give off a very strong drink. So that's what Sheikha means. The Peirahu, that's Mamish Peiri. That's what you could buy with Moisa Maisesheni. Avuyayin Agav Kankano Emelay. But to buy wine with the barrel itself is not a Peiri. The barrel doesn't come out of fruits. So maybe you can't buy the barrel with the wine. That's why I need the Pasuk to say two things. It can't just say Uva Sheikha, it has to say Uva Yayin also. Now, v'kos v'achamon yain. If Torah would have just said the word yain, agav kankanoi, true, I would know you're allowed to buy the barrel with it. I would think the hainun in tirusoi. You know why the barrel is mutter? Because it's watching the fruits. It's watching the wine. Avol tzoin agav gizosoi. Mashenki, when you want to buy the sheep with its wool, a maloi. Since the wool does not protect the animal, so maybe you can't buy the wool agav the sheep. You would not have to buy either a shaven off wool, a shaven off sheep that has no wool on it, but since the wool is not like protecting the sheep, just like the barrel is protecting the wine, maybe it's awesome. Therefore, kosav achmon tzoin. That's what the Torah asks, even though it says yayin, it has to say the word tzoin also. Just with yayin, the fact you could buy the barrel, I would not know you could also buy the wool. Is kamashmon tzoin, the afilu agadig is also. That even though you're buying the wool on top of the sheep, still it's mutter. Since you're buying the bavloa at one time, it's mutter. Our bezer the kashrut now baboker lomeli. Why do we have to have the word baboker? Once the Torah already said the word of atzayin to tell me you can even buy a sheep. That a sheep has two things: a sheep has skin and wool. So once you're allowed to buy that, sheep you could buy a boker that only has skin. Is what I have to have the word baboker for? That's the kashrut. The chit tevim, maybe you can answer me. Ila kosav achamon baboker. The Torah wants to say the word baboker. Havamina soin al gabi oiroi in. I would say dafkut soin with its skin. Yes, al gav gizos aloi. The Torah would have just said the word soin. Maybe I'll tell you. You know what soin means? A shaven sheep that has no wool on it. That's what you're allowed to buy. But maybe with the wool will be usher. Therefore, you want to tell me kosav achamon baboker. That's what the Torah had to write to them. So it says the word baboker. So from the word baboker, I know you can buy an animal with its skin. So now we understand why the Torah has to say the word of atzoin for. The echrich of atzoin has to be meisiv, even though it has a wool on it. Lasuy oiroi, to tell me that, so baboker tells me even skin you're allowed to buy. The nela isolate soin. Now is good what the Torah says too. Soin also, lasuy gizosoi. That soin even tells me you can buy something that has wool. Two things. It has skin and wool. Even though each one by itself you can't buy, but you buy it together. Mavlos mutter. So the morning, Eloi kosam achamon bokor lehav amina tzayin agabe yori in agabe yizoseloi. I would not think that. The Torah wouldn't have said the word bokor. You want to tell me, from the fact the Torah said the word tzayin alone, I would have a havamina only skin you could buy, but then you can't buy it when it has this wool on it. You'll have to dafka buy a shaven tzayin. Say, that's not mistavra. Why? The im king, if that's what the Torah meant, when the Torah said a word about tzayin, it only meant the chiddush with its skin, but not with its wool. Lichter rachmana bokor. The Torah should have wrote the word bokor then. Why did the Torah write the word tzayin for? To the meila aisi late tzayin. Therefore, I would note tzayin. That the Torah wanted to say a chiddush, just skin you could buy. So for that, the Torah should have said the word bokor, because bokor only has extra skin to it. Hey, the kiva, the kos rachmana tzayin. Since the Torah did not write the word bokor, but the Torah wrote the word tzayin, if the Lord would have written tzayin, I would also know this chiddush. The afilo agav gisosay, that even though the sheep has wool, still it's mutter to buy it. So that's the kasha. Even without the word babokor, just with the word of tzayin alone, I would know the Torah means you're allowed to buy with the money of Maisa Sheni sheep with its wool on it. And that's the chiddush both to them. Even though you're buying skin and wool, still it's mutter. Why? Because if you're going to tell me tzayin just means a shaven sheep that has no wool on it, the Torah should have said the word babokor. Why did the Torah have to say the word about tzayin for and not bokor? Elamai, what tzayin alone tells me you could buy a sheep that has wool on it. So once I have the word about tzayin, the word about bokor is extra. Once I know you're allowed to buy sheep that has two chesroins, that has wool and skin, so pshiti could buy by bokor. That's his kasha. Abizai, adafilo gabizasa bozai by bokor lomuli. Why does the Torah have to say the word by bokor? Hashta. Tzoyin agav gizosoy. Mizdavno, madach you're allowed to buy sheep. Even though it has wool on it, bokor agav orimi boi. Just to buy animals that doesn't have wool on it. It just has skin on it. Pshitis mutter. So why does her have to say the word babokor for? So the more haino the kamer Rabbi Yechonon, that's what Rabbi Yechonon meant to say, that man de metagalim babokor, whoever will come to explain to me why did the Torah have to say the word babokor, I'll leave it to Ben Bagbag, according to Ben Bagbag, that I'm making these miyutin. So with these miyutin, the word babokor is extra. Is moivlina mani levei mesusa. I would carry that person's clothing into the bathhouse. That's why we mark a toif to him. So the Gemara, yes, for my kamiflagi. What is the machlekis we had before? So Rashi learns what does the machlekis means. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer. The Yamri Tavaya, they both say, dogim nikochim, over tirhu de pligi. They're both moida. You are allowed to buy fish with the money of Maisa Sheni. So the machlekis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi was, what about over tzir? Is it mutter to buy tzir or not? One said tzir is also, it's only mutter if you have kirve dogim inside it. And one said, no, even tzir, just the juice that comes out of the fish is also mutter. What's this machlekis telling you? And there are other tanoim usun si later the trashi the dashi pri mi pri udule kaka vlad vlodi soritz vatavaya memute dogim. The two mandiyamim later are both for my even fish you can't buy. The kol shechein tzir or navada navada tzir you can't buy either. So what's this machlekes? Come to say there's like a three way machlekes here. Are you allowed to buy fish altogether? There's a man the yom later, the machlai, you can't buy dog and you can't buy fish with moisture maisha sheni. There's a man the yom before that fish avad you could buy. It's only shah if you can buy the juice. Okay, one says the juice, yes, and one says no, the juice by itself you can't buy the tear. You can only buy the tear if it has tear bread dogim inside it. What's this machlaikis? So the mara's like this. That's another come on. We have Yehuda ben Godish. We have Lozo that they both hold you could buy fish. It's only a shalom of the tzir. Does it have to have kirvei dogim inside it or not? They both darshin ribuye umiyute. They darshin the Torah, but Torah is a ribuye and a miyut. The ani tanoi, mashenka, the tanoim later, darshi kloli a proti. They darshin this posik, but Torah is a klal and a prat. Those are always the two ways to darshin the Torah when you have, first it says a klal, at this posik says, b'chol asher tava nafshecho. Anything you want, you can buy with the money, maisi sheni. Then the posik says miyutim. It says no. It says babokar uvatzayin uvayayin uvashecher. And then the end of the posik says the klal again. It says uvachol asher tisholcha nafshecho. This is called the klal uprat uklal. That's one way to darshan. The other way to darshan is, it's a ribui or miyat, then a ribui. Two different ways of darshaning. And you come out with two different halachis. The what? We have Yehuda, Ben Godish, Reb Lozo. They both say fish. You could buy darshi, ribui, emute. They darshi, materas, a ribui, and a miyat. The pasuk says, "V'nosato akesef b'chol asher tavanachcho." Anything you want, you can buy. That's a ribui. Mashma anything. Then the pasuk says, "Uba boker uba tzayin uba yayin uba sheicha miyit." Mashma only these things you can buy. Nothing else. Then at the end of the pasuk it says, "Uba chol asher tisholcho nachcho." Anything you want, chozav a ribui. Mashma there's a ribui at the end. So the klal is ribui. If first says everything, then a miyit. No, not everything. The ribui, then everything is the klal ribui hakol. It's marbatak everything. My ribui, ribui kol mili. Everything tak you could think of, you could buy. Oh, my meat, I go forth, there are a few mutineer. What does the mutineer mean? Is the rableza miyatir. According to rableza, it means tir. The fish juice. Since it's not so satisfying, it doesn't have any curve dogam inside it, that you can't use. And the Yehuda ben Godish, miyat maima melech. He holds no. Only maima melech you can't use. That bechlal is not satisfying. Mashenkin, the juice that comes out of the fish, he owes even that much is bechal the ribui. In other words, really the ribui is marb everything. You have a miyat. So you take out the least possible. What's called least possible? In svarim, one says tzir, the pure juice that comes out of the fish is the least. Even that is no good. Only the juice that comes out with the kirve dog and with the inside of the fish is good. And Yehuda ben Godish says no. He holds tzir is good. Just water and salt is no good. That's the pshan, these two mandyonim. Now, the Hani Tanoi, the next two Tanoim later that say, no, Bechlal, you can't buy fish from Moyes, Maisa Sheni, Darshi, they Darshin is possible, Teres, Klole Yoproti, Teres, a Klal, Lopratu Klal. The Tanya, they learn like this. The Pozik says, V'nosato Akesa Bechola Shetava Nashachon. You can buy whatever, we can buy whatever you want. Is the Klal, that's called the Klal anything. Ba Bokeru, Ba Tsoinu, Ba Yainu, Ba Sheikha Prat. Only these things, nothing else. Then again it says, B'chol Hashem Tesholcho Nashcho, anything you want, is again, Chozav HaKlal. It says the Klal at the end. So it's like this, Klal Uprat Uklal, when you have a Klal Uprat Uklal, is Ziyatadan Elokeina Prat. You can only learn out something that's like the Prat. You can't say to general everything, no, everything is no good. It has to be Daima to the Prat. Maha Prat, just like the Prat, Mifurish, Pri Mi Pri. Ugdule kaka. It has to be a primi pri, and it has to be something that grows out of the ground. Is as called primi pri ugdule kaka. It has to be something that grows out of the ground. So Rashi, primi pri means egel noilav mimoi. An animal is born from its mother. The chain ser v'yanove mechatsanim. Who are then grapes grow from seeds. Shazer nechatsanim. But it has to be something that grows from something else. That's what it has to be. And who are then gedule karka. Rashi shekulim nizdoyne gdulim in a karker. There has to be something that gets its nourishment from the ground. There has to be doyme to the prat. Now, v'tan yidach, another way to darshan is like this. Maha prat, mefurish, v'lodois, or v'lodois, horitz. It has to be, Rashi, shenivru minoritz, b'mais of rashis. It means something that was created from the ground itself. All these things were created from the karker. Is af koil v'lad v'lodois horitz. It has to be something that's created from the ground. This is the nafkamina, how to make the klal aprat. My benayu, what's the nafkamina? Over abayu dogim. The nafkamina is fish. Ika benayu. If you could buy fish with moisa maisa sheni. Laman diyama primi pri gdule karko. If it just has to be, primi pri means they produce a mud that gives off the kids. So by fish you have that also. The mud that gives off kids. Gdule karko stami gets its muzzin from the from the ground. Is honey dogim, fish have these two things. Kedule karkaninu, they get the nourishment from the ground. At the bottom Rashi, dogim to Rashi, kedule karkaninu, kisava shadogim nizonim in a karkam. That fish gets its nourishment from the bottom of the ground. The bottom of the ground gives off its minerals, and the fish gets its nourishment from that. So, Bazaar, you could buy fish with moist and maisha sheni. Of the Laman di Yoma, the other one that says no, it has to be so much doyma to the prat. It has to be Vlad, Vlodis Oritz. It has to be something that was curated from the ground, from the Oritz. Don't give me my Ivra. Fish were not created from the ground. In my Sabratius, fish were created from the water. Therefore, Dogim are not Bechlau, this Miyat of these four things. It's not Bechlau, Bokr, Tsoin, and Yain, and Shechar. Therefore, you can't buy fish. Because these things were created from the ground, the Oritz. the dry land, and fish was created from water, not from earth. Fret Gemara, mi yom rabbi yedog and gedule karka ninu, tos abai yitak and said, according to the first man, the yomel, if you need gedule karka, that means it gets its nourishment from the ground, fish is also considered getting its nourishment from the ground. Fret Gemara, is that true? Can you take a say like this? I have a kasher on this. The yomer abaya, abaya said, ochal poitisa, if somebody eats a poitisa, so Rashi, that's a sheret samayim. It's a sheret, a creature that creeps around in the water, cut and very small, shamed by kezayas. There's not even a kezayas to this creature. The afilu walk.
All right, Mr. Shem, will continue on the next tape. You're holding the chof ches on top, again.